Thanks, Ned, for coming in. Who's got the first question tonight? Okay, Mark, on the center aisle.
How big was it for Johnny to obviously put up that kind of night, coming off of his last postseason start and what he went through?
Well, off of what the way his last postseason, you know, his last postseason game went, but the game before that was exactly like tonight. I mean, his postseason, he's had one bad start and two tremendous starts, but tonight was everything we expected Johnny to be. He was on the attack. He kept the ball down. He changed speeds. You know, it was just a spectacular performance by him.
On the far right aisle.
Ned, what about your lineup these last two games against Matt and then against DeGrom? As you guys get through the third time in the order, that you guys are able to adjust and kind of pounce on them?
Well, we don't swing and miss. We put the ball in play. And we find ways to, you know, just keep putting the ball in play, keep putting the ball in play until you find holes. We had an opportunity in the fourth inning and couldn't capitalize on in the fifth inning. We did. You know, we got guys on and guys just kept the line moving, kept finding ways to, you know, find holes out there.
Okay. Right in front.
Oh. How close were you to trying to review the play at first where Haas got pulled? Not close at all. You could tell right away?
No, right away.
Did you – I mean, you have a feeling about guys before. Did you get a feeling Johnny was going to be like this tonight?
Yes. I felt, you know, Johnny thrives in this environment. He's comfortable in this park. He loves our fans. He feeds off their energy. You know, and I just felt very, very strongly that he was going to put up a great performance, and he did.
And in the row behind him, Eric?
Ned, at what point did you feel a complete game was a possibility for him?
When we scored 3 runs in the 9th. I was going to send Wade. I wasn't going to, you know, Johnny had done his job at that point. And, you know, in a safe situation, that's Wade's job. So Wade was coming in, and we scored 3 in the 9th. And Johnny was fighting. He wanted to go back out. And I'm like, okay, look, you've done your job very, very well tonight. Now we're going to let Wade do his. But keep your head in the game, because if we score a couple runs, I'm going to let you go back out. And we did.
In the middle on the left.
Two questions. Was Escobar bunting on his own on the 5th? And
yes.
Oh, second question, how do you define Esky magic, and was that an example of it?
Well, he finds a way to put the ball in play. And, you know, I knew I didn't put the bunt sign on because I knew he'd be bunting on his own. You know, fouled the ball off first pitch, fouled the ball off second pitch. Moose was standing next to me and said, just go ahead and swing away and get a single. And that's exactly what he did. You know, his focus really intensifies during this time. He's a big game player. And he finds ways to be successful in this environment. I mean, the biggest environment you can be in. But his focus really, really intensifies, and he finds a way to, you know, be special during these times.
Ned, right in front, Allison.
How much will it help going into New York and having such a well-rested bullpen, especially considering also Chris Young, how much he threw yesterday?
Well, that was key. To score those 3 runs and let Johnny go back out and finish that game, not having to use anybody in the pen today. Wade got loose. Kelvin got a little loose, but it's not like coming in and pitching an inning. And with the off day tomorrow, they'll be ready to go for that 3-game stretch in New York.
Anything else for Ned tonight? Okay, in front again.
I mean, listen, the series isn't over. You know, it's 2-0. But confidence level with how you guys won last night and how you won today, what was the clubhouse like in there?
Is this our confidence level hasn't changed from the first day of spring training to today. Our confidence has been high all year long. I mean, we expected to be here. You know, we expected to compete for a world championship against a tough team. And our confidence hasn't changed from the first day of spring training to this point right now.
Okay, we're going to let Eric get up here and take a few.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, he's handsomer than I am, so I'll let him.